I don't want who's against work. The CEO says to me aside of anything. I said to her, I just said to her, you can also, the document also will receive the even if it's I think on our side also, we, because we asked, we gave them the requirements as everybody was putting the secretary. But as she says, these are the requirements as well, because even a Nelson Mandela presentation to say that we can copy from this. I think also we must correct from our side as well. Some of the things that are happening on our side as well in terms of because you say in the letter that I said, how many weeks in advance one presentation and what are the requirements? Can you kindly come to the microphone? I don't want you to leave here with the stone. So I just want to, I'm doing this member so that even on our side, if we have challenges, let them be addressed. Because we say we are a transparent parliament, we are a transparent government. Yeah.
Thanks. So we received the request the week of the 15th, 16th, 17th. But it had come, it had gone through a different email. It had gone through a general info at NAC email. So it wasn't directed at the my office. So it was after a second email where we asked, but we haven't received the first notice, you know, so can we have more clarity? And we did engage with the secretary around, please give us clarity as to when is the presentation due, what format should it be, how long should it be? And having sent it on Monday was because my PA had engaged with the secretariat around when is the latest that we can send it, and we were given a Monday date. So I even sat with the acting DG and with Dr. Jagweni at the department to take them through our presentation. And after that we also sent it, and the understanding that we could send it on Monday the latest. So we got that as a response back from the committee secretariat as to when we could send it. But I think, Chair, it would also help, and I must admit, ignorance around processes with engaging with the parliamentary committee. So to give us guidelines to say, and we were overzealous because this is the first time NAC hasn't been to parliament in a really, really long time, so we were overzealous in terms of what we could cover. So we didn't know what the portfolio committee's agenda was, how much time there was to actually present, you know. So I think it, I'll take full responsibility for it. I'm not sure as to what happened, you know, and apologize to the committee for that. But it would help to say, have it 10 pages, cover just ordered stuff, you know. And I was saying to the secretary now that the very same committee that was chased away, we can't be using that as a template. And I refuse to use it as a template because I know they were chased away. So why am I be given a template for an organization that was sent away? And I could have based it on that. And I would have also been turned away which I'm being turned away because that's what I got as a template.
Members? Yeah, well, do members want to comment?
No, just to commend them, Honorable Chairperson. Really, I'm impressed by the way they present. Mm-hmm. They know what they are presenting. Mm-hmm. Problem is just with the document. Mm-hmm. No, we're impressed. We are with the really witnesses that didn't really have a passion of what you're doing. We are so impressed with the way you present. Problem is the document.
Can members comment? I just want on this admin part of our side, because you see, as NAC goes out, there will be an impression that also on our side as well, there's a problem. I know we'll discuss it in the committee, but I want members to be aware so that tomorrow, we don't want even to get a blame from our admin side as well. I'm raising this because I was once in two previous committees where the same problem was. And you see, fortunately, there's no media here, there's faith only. So I'll just put it in a corner and tell you how to write the story. So if anyone wants to comment, or we'll also raise it when everybody has left. Mr. Betta, I think I must thank you for zeal to come to me and say, Chair, but we can't take the full blame because also on our side, there's a problem. I promise you, as Honorable Tapana said, the problem was just with pages. It's not an issue of not knowing what to report, you know. But also, if you come and report in the committee as well with an unprofessional document, I would say where there are no numbers and anything, it gives a wrong impression about us as members of the committee as well, as if we don't know what we're doing. As Master was highlighting earlier, and to say, people are watching somewhere. to say that as you are sitting with us, we are being watched not only by this committee, even the public that has got channels to say, look at what is happening in this committee. So we can't be seen as an unprofessional committee that doesn't know what to do. We are public representatives. Our public is watching us. They would say, okay, that committee is a fair papers. You just do and pass, you see. So I want you to leave with that understanding. The other thing, yes, Nelson Mandela, you can't use a template of Nelson Mandela Museum to come and present to us. I think it's not it. You can't use somebody's template. Yes, they were turned away. Fortunately, even away. I don't think it's an ignorance part of it. As you leave, when we call you back, we'll be calling you sooner. We'll just sort our internal issues here, and then we'll give you what you give. But don't leave with an understanding that we just, as Honorable Dapan has put it. Okay. Thanks a lot. Honorable members, you can have your tea while we continue. As we all agreed, the second committee that was to present was the African Style Museum. If I spoke the language well, I would say welcome in our committee. The presentation is there. It was there on time as well, I must say. We are members of this portfolio committee on arts and culture.
I'm very concerned, Chairperson. Before you go too far, you have brought us together, maybe to try and justify our dismissal of the other committee. But the issues that are coming up are very serious.
Yes, or no?
And I don't know where are we going to discuss them.
I think you do not hear me, Mama. I said after they present, she's our class team, as committee.
Okay.
After the African Style Museum finishes and we ask and leave, we as a committee can we sit so that we can iron out those issues. Seven. Members. We will. Your presentation is here on time, which is very. I must compliment you for that. These are the members of the Portfolio Committee on Arts and Culture. Were you here when I introduced, or do you want me to continue again? Do it again. Okay. And we have members from the diploma. Okay. And we have the officials from the Department of Arts and Culture who are here to also assist us. We'll give you time to present. And after you present, the members will ask you questions. And there is no offense. We want the honest answers because this is public funds that are being spent, and according to the Act of Parliament, we have the authority to call you anytime we want so that we can account to Parliament. For arms, there is from Wolf and Honorable Rotring. Okay. So you will present and I'm trying, comrade. You are one of the members. You are
the ten rupees.
Okay. Can you kindly introduce who you are and the lady next to you, then you can just present. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and the committee, honorable Mr. Members, and also the other members, that we can be here. We feel honored to be here, and also it's a privilege to be here and to tell us what we are doing at the Atal Monument and Museum. And the lady next to me is our CFO, Tanya Lang. And it's only the two of us that are here today because I have to draw an analogy with NAC. It's like a mosquito against an elephant, you know, so we're really small. So our presentation is also going to be very short. It's not going to be very long. And so you won't have much time to sit here and listen to us. Now, first of all, I would like to ask the committee if it pleases them that I show a slideshow, a short slideshow of what we're doing there before we start the presentation so they can see more or less what we do. So if it pleases them, we'll carry on. Now, first of all, you can see it is a first slideshow there, a slide, that we are...
You can't hear, can you, sorry? Can you kindly use the mic next to you? The second one. Yes.
Okay, as you can see, we are 35 years. It was our anniversary last year, 35 years old. And we celebrated it with a fun run. And we involved the community of Paul and the surrounding areas. And the proceeds went to an orphanage, a school, the Andrew Murray Orphanage School in Wellington. You see, and that is our vision. Our vision is to operate the museum and monument in such a manner that all Africans respect and appreciate Afrikaans. That is our staff. As I just like to mention that it looks very big, our staff, but actually we only have about 14 people working there on a permanent basis. The other people that work there are temporary and most of them are paid, or some of them are paid out of our reserve fund. And our reserve fund is running low at an alarming rate. And we have already spoken to the DG of the of the department about it. And we hope that something is going to come of it. And this is our exhibitions that we have. We have an early written Afrikaans exhibition going at the moment. And it also involved the Muslim community. With they were the first ones who wrote Afrikaans and in Arabic, but in a phonetic way. You know, they didn't. But the first official way, official documents in Afrikaans was written by the Society of True Afrikaners, or the Genootskap van Echte Afrikaners, as they were called then. And here we have another exhibition that was part of the Roots. It was called the Roots Exhibition. It was in collaboration with Iziko and also the University of the Western Cape. And it was held also last year. And many foreigners attended it, especially Dutch people from the Netherlands. And we also started, we also founded a research center quite recently. And we made some cooperation with the Cape Town Peninsula of University, Cape Town Peninsula University of Technology, and they were prepared to donate about 100 Afrikaner books, and that's just a photo of them. I'm standing next to their director. It's a Mr. Putelezi. And then we have educational programs, of course. Here's a Heritage Day, and here you can see the different cultures, the Sun, the Khoi, and the Rasta, and Western, and all the other, even Khoza cultures that we have in the Western Cape. And this is a time travel program, educational program, that was introduced to us by a Swedish museum, and it focuses on a specific date in time, and then that specific date gets reenacted by school groups. And in this particular date that we have here, it was the 14th of August, 1875, and that was the day that Afrikaans was officially written by this Genootskap van Echte Afrikaners, the people that I showed you previously, in previous pages. And this was a school that we used, a local school that enacted this whole play. And we also take part in the Mother Tongue Day, International Mother Tongue Day is. And these are all different school groups and members of the community that took part in it. Public programs, we have, we invite celebrities, important people from the community and ask them to tell them about their stories. Normally they're authors and and journalists and that the people in right on your left-hand side, you can see Heinrich Weingart. He's also a freelance writer for an Afrikaans newspaper. And around the table, you see all the others. You might not know them, but they're also well-known authors. And the people behind the back there, that's part of our staff. And then we also have a multicultural Bakwini festival that is held at Bakwini. And the main person there in the middle is Princess Cynthia Zulu Kabanye, and she was the focus of this festival. And we also took part of it, and it was attended by many people in the surrounding areas. And we also have an annual Matthew Pause lecture. The reason why we have him there, why we named it after him in honor of him, is because he is a famous Afrikaans poet, and he wrote a couple of volumes in Afrikaans already. And so we decided to bring a celebrity and couple of celebrity with our museum, and that's why you asked him to do it. And I see you don't teach her there. We'll invite you next time. And we also have an annual Women's Day, and those are the beautiful ladies that attended the Women's Day also at the museum. And then we have stargazing evenings, which is also quite popular up at the monument, and that is every new moon when it's quite dark, we get people to come and have a look at the stars and just enjoy it. They bring their blankets and their picnic baskets, and they sit out there and enjoy it. And the same with the full moon picnics. There you can see the people sitting on the slip of the lawn at the monument, enjoying themselves. And then we have outreach programs. We have a heritage expo at the mall, and we invited 22 other museums also to attend this expo. And these are one of the groups that we visited our museum, and of course we have many of these type of visits that we get, hospice patients and other groups. At our facilities, we also have weddings at the monument, and we have quite a number of people that come there and take photos of their weddings and do their wedding there. And then lastly, we have the amphitheater, and every year we have a cultural program there where we have the real dance competition, you know, from the 30 groups from all over the country, especially the Cape, the Western Cape and the Northern Cape, that come out to the amphitheater and attend this competition, take part in the competition. And then also, of course, yeah, I just want to show that we have we make provision for disabled people, and we have a chair lift there and to take the people up and down the chairs to the top story, and also a wheelchair. And this is our new interpretation center, which we are busy building now at the monument. Of course, we are in dire need of offices, of course, and we're going to get two offices there, plus maybe another two offices, so we're going to have four new offices at the monument. Of course, we don't have any offices at the monument at the moment. We only have a couple of offices at the museum, which is 7 kilometers away from the monument. And that's it. Thank you very much. Okay, now we can, it's just a short introduction. Now we can go to the rest of it, which is also very short. It's not going to be long. I think we've got our presentation there. This is just to give us our legal mandate that we are in compliance with the South African Institution and established in terms of the Cultural Institution Act, and subject to the National Heritage Resources Act, subject to the Public Finance Management Act and Treasury Regulation. We are a National Museum and Monument, established in terms of the Cultural Institutions Act, And we are through a public entity, of course, in terms of the PSMA. And our museum and the monument tells the story of Afrikaans. And you can see we are located in Nepal. We are governed, of course, by a council, which is appointed by the minister. And we also have a full-time management team. We collect and exhibit and educate and preserve and research and do outreach programs. That's all our, functions, our functions that we have at the museum. At any museum, you normally have this type of function. And, of course, we build relationships with people and multicultural and multilingual organizations. We were established in 1977. The monument was and the museum, or the monument actually, was built in 1975, but it was transferred to the government estate in 1977. And we, of course, we have a council which is appointed every 3 years, and we have a strategy that the council has to approve of every time that we put in front of them. And we also account to the Minister and National Treasury and to Parliament. And this is our vision, which you've already seen. It's to, for all people, also Africans, to respect and appreciate Afrikaans. And we have quite a long mission. This is, the mission is more or less our function that we do at the museum. It's to build relationships, to collect material, relevant material, to do research, to portray the origin, development, and benefit and expansion of Afrikaans. Give exposure to different facets of Afrikaans, promote and stimulate Afrikaans at all levels of society by offering educational programs, of course, and guided tours, and to manage the ATM on a sound financial basis and principles, increase the number of visitors and generate funds, and maintain the ATM's cultural historical buildings and heritage sites. Our values are that we strive for the well-being of Afrikaans and African society, which we do by encouraging and supporting Afrikaans among the youth and mother tongue speakers, and also by establishing mutual respect between Afrikaans and other indigenous languages. And we acknowledge the mutual influence and different languages on each other. We always strive and to work candidly and transparently. We have high standards and that we maintain in educational presentations to learners and groups of visitors. And we have put a strong emphasis on operating within a framework of relevant legislation and regulatory rules and policies. We strive for high levels of integrity, reliability, and transparency and professionalism. We attract visitors as our strategic priorities. We attract visitors to our facilities to improve service delivery, increase average of self-generated funds annually from 20% to 25% in the next 5 years, and improve infrastructure facilities and security. And we'll go into more detail in that. The challenges on service delivery, to improve visitor experience, we implement the feedback of visitors' questionnaires. And we go through that as we listen to the complaints and the suggestions, and we try and do what they ask us to do. We have a new exhibition in place, and we're also preparing a new one now. Every 6 months we prepare a new exhibition, a temporary exhibition. We have guided tours in place. We have services to the public, a youth club, a sunset concert, a venue for weddings, staff development and ongoing programs. Human capacity is still a challenge, of course. As I mentioned earlier, we have 7 funds that are subsidized from the reserve, from the ATM reserve, and also from normal wages budget. Of course, we don't have a council at the moment, but I'm sure we have one within the next month. We ourselves generated, our self-generated funding. We have positive news coverage, introduced profitable events and courses in full moon picnics, authors events and writing sessions on book repairs and photo shoots, weddings, functions and products that we have that we sell at the Monument coffee shop and also at our little shop that we have at the museum. We improve our infrastructure all the time, and every year we have something going there. We are busy constructing a new interpretation center at the Monument that you saw the photo earlier on. We are upgrading the amphitheater at the same time. We're enlarging a stage for music concerts at the, you know, the Pullman picnics and the sunset concerts that we have there. And we have facilities for people with disabilities, wheelchairs you saw there. And we have a wheelchair path going to the interpretation center. And we also need some wheelchair toilets, disability toilets at the monument, which we are also going to get from. We are going to incorporate it into this new project that we're busy with at the monument, the construction of the interpretation center. And then we also have security cameras that we installed at the parking area behind the museum and also at the monument gate and at the coffee shop. And we're also going to install more security cameras at the interpretation center. And then what we've accomplished, the Swedish museum that I mentioned earlier on visited us, and we were the only South African museum where the time travel was offered. We participated in the Roots project at the University of Western Cape. We have full moon picnics, as I mentioned, and 22 museums that attended the Heritage Expo. Our curator presented a paper at the Commonwealth Workshop. The researcher was appointed to found a center for and a network with all relevant institutions. We generated 16% of our total income, and we achieved an unqualified audit report, which we are not very happy about, of course, obviously. And this is our financial information. Here we come to the finance. This is just a background of what we do. There you can see our total revenue for 2010 was $4,600,000. As you can see, we are very small compared to our previous colleagues. Our total expenses was $4,619,000, and our surplus for the year was $21,000. Last year it was a deficit of $48,000, so we've improved this year. There you can see the graphic analysis of it. We received most of our funding from a subsidy from the national government, of course, and the Department of Arts and Culture. And we also received a sponsorship. We don't receive many sponsorships, for, I think, many reasons why we don't, but so we don't have to discuss that. And our total revenue for the year under discussion was 10%, from $4,173,000 to $4,640,000. The subsidy that we received from the Department of Arts and Culture accounted for 84% of the total revenue. 9% was for entrance fees, which we generated ourselves, of course. 1% for sponsorships. 2% generated through interest from the bank investments. 4% from rental of facilities events held at sales of stock, postcards and T-shirts and those type of things. Are we on the same page still? Okay, this is our budget. Our budget is R4,975,000 for the year 2010-2011. We will continue to adopt a basis in adopt a going concern basis in preparing its financial statements in the year ahead, as the budget indicates. A great deal of work needs to be done still to improve baseline funding to facilitate meeting targets set in the ATM strategic plan. Results for the year under the review demonstrate progress and management remains committed to achieving their strategic objectives. The vision of erecting an interpretation center at the monument is becoming a reality once it is completed by the planned date 25 May 2011. The center will also meet in a great need to welcome and orientate visitors concerning the establishment and evolution of Afrikaans. Of course, we are doing it at the moment, we're doing it at the museum. But the museum is 7 kilometers away from the monument, and the visitors to the monument don't visit the museum. It's normally foreigners that visit the monument. About 75% of our visitors are foreigners at the monument. Our current, non-current assets for 2010 is 1,960,000 compared to 1,778 the previous year. Current assets, 288,000. Non-current liabilities, 53,000. Current liabilities, 429,000. And we'll go into more detail in the next pages. Yes, it's a graphic analysis of the position. The non-current assets, that is, of course, property, plant and equipment, and short-term investments. Our property, plant and equipment showed an increase from 693,000 to 1,046,000, yielding a net amount of 352,000. This increase is attributed to additions to fixed assets. The investment showed a decrease from 1,084,000 to 913,000, yielding a net amount of 171,000. This decrease is mostly attributed to the remuneration of the 7 unfunded posts, which we had to, of course, pay from our reserve fund. Our current assets consist of inventories, trade and other receivables, and cash and cash equivalents, which is the main contributor to the current assets. Cash and cash equivalents decreased from 545,000 to 231,000. This decrease is attributed to the capital that the Department of Arts and Culture deposited at the end of the year 2008-09 for small capital works done at the museum. We received 400,000 rand for capital works which we did in that year, which was also that lift that we installed at the museum. Our non-current liabilities consist of provisions, which is for post-employment benefits liability, and it increased from 49,000 to 53,000. That we have a pensioner still on our payroll, which we have to pay every month. Current liabilities, that's trade and other payables and accruals. The current liabilities decreased from 619,000 to 429,000 in the year under review. The trade and other payables, which forms the larger part of current liabilities, is mostly creditors, which were paid in April 2010. Accruals to staff leave provision at the end of the year 2010. Our audit opinion. You can see it yourself, the Auditor General has issued a qualified opinion on funding and marketing income of the institution for the financial year ending 31 March. It's page 15 on your annual report if you want to look at your annual report. Attention is also drawn to a couple of matters of emphasis, which we will show you. Here's the Audit Opinion, the qualification was for completeness of funding and marketing income could not be verified. And the matters of emphasis are non-compliance with regulatory and reporting requirements of the PFMA and Treasury regulations, usefulness of reported performance, reliability of reported performance, compliance with laws and regulations of PFMA and Treasury regulations, internal control, leadership, financial and performance management, and governance. It all sounds very terrible, but it's not as terrible as it looks. And we'll go into detail there. Completeness of funding and marketing income could not be verified. The entity did not have an adequate system of control over funding and marketing income on which the Auditor General could rely on for the purpose of his audit. And there were no satisfactory alternative audit procedures that he could perform to obtain the reasonable assurance that all funding and marketing income was properly recorded. We have already amended our income procedure, which includes funding and marketing with the Auditor General's assistance. They helped us. We They, we got a consultant from the department which came to us and helped us with all our problems that we had in this field, and everything is sorted out now. It was immediately implemented, as we mentioned there. Non-compliance with regulatory reporting and requirements. The issue was a lack of effective, efficient, and transparent systems and internal controls regarding performance management. The strategic plan of the entity did not include indicators and targets for all the entity's objectives. We must also mention that all the entities have had problems with the strategic plan the past couple of years, and we have now got all the information from this new consultant that is looking at their strategic plan, and we are on target at the moment. We know what we're doing now, at least. And it is also going to be looked at and by the Auditor General at this new next year, this year, when we have another audit from them. Inadequate quarterly reporting on predetermined objectives was also one of the issues. That action is and a procedure on the strategic planning were implemented. Implementing the procedure as well as the help from the consultant, as I mentioned, and it is already implemented in our quarterly reports in 2010 and 2011. And also our strategic plan, the 3-year strategic plan 2011-2014. And so this is more or less the same again. It's just a repetition of what we've just seen now. It's reported information not consistent with planned objectives, indicators, and targets. Changes to planned predetermined objectives not approved. And here we give the same action again for the same thing, more or less. It's just put slightly differently. Also, reasons for major variances between planned and actual reported targets was not supported by adequate and reliable corroborating evidence. And the action was the same again. It's more or less the same thing that we did. It's also a strategic plan. It has to do with a strategic plan. Compliance with laws and regulations of PFMA and Treasury regulations. The issue is internal audit function was only effective for 1 month. This is our internal auditors. They say the Auditor General says they weren't effective enough. They were only effective for 1 month of the year. And the entity did not undertake a risk assessment, which they were also supposed to do. Quarterly reports retaining information on its actual revenue and expenditure were submitted late, and we have amended that as well. And we have spoken to the internal auditors, and also the Auditor General have spoken to them, so they are presently 12 months that they are doing their job now. How do you get this thing off again, Tanya? Okay. Internal control, that is also to do with strategic planning. The AG has highlighted the fact that the procedure for income was not fully implemented. There were no procedure for strategic planning. The internal audit function was only fully operational for 1 month, as mentioned already, and also the no risk assessment. It's mostly a repetition every time. The procedure for income was amended, of course. The procedure for planning was developed, and the internal audit function is fully operational at the moment. And the risk assessment already done by the internal auditors. Internal control, financial and performance management is the same again. AG highlighted that the entity did not keep proper records to verify the completeness and of funding and marketing income, and there to be no supporting documentation to support performance information. In amending the procedure of income, it was made sure that all relevant staff will be fully aware that the proper record should be kept to help the AG verify the completeness of income. In implementing the procedure on strategic planning, all relevant staff now know that the supporting documents should be kept for audit purposes. Internal control governance. Internal audit did not substantially fulfill its responsibilities, and no risk assessments were performed. The same again as previously. The internal audit function is now fully operational and fulfilling its responsibilities. Risk assessments for financial risk and fraud were performed. Our prospect for this coming year or the year ahead, and also the year that we are in now, is the construction of the Interpretation Center, of course, and the ablution facilities for staff at the monument, which they do not have at the moment, also offices for them, the attainment of a qualified audit report, public programs, the launch of a youth club and the sunset evenings accompanied with music, the maximum utilization of human resource potential, an increase in revenue by generating 25% of the total income. Yeah, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you to the African Star Museum. I know he's a soft-spoken gentleman. We were trying to travel there and there. Members, the presentation has been made, and it's question time. Honorable Lotrit, Honorable Mandishiva, Honorable Dabane. Okay, Honorable Lotrit.
Thank you, Chair. I think just on the second last slide, I'm sure you mean that a prospect for 2010-11 is the attainment of an unqualified audit report, not a qualified one.
Yeah.
otherwise, we're in trouble here.
Unqualified, yeah.
Chair, I think it is good that some action steps have been taken with the assistance of the Auditor General. But what I would like to know is, what was the reason that the situation was there in the first instance, because surely it didn't appear overnight that you had problems with policies and procedures in terms of your financial accounting. So what would you ascribe the problem to, that there was quite a period in time that these things just happened? And then the next question that I would like to ask, and perhaps the department can answer this, Chair, I don't know, but it seems also that we have a number of entities without councils at the moment. And I would just like to find out from them exactly what is the problem. Why don't we have a nice overlap in terms of councils, that we have this situation, especially in critical stages, that we just don't have councils? Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Manchester.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is a small question. I just want to find out if the ATM had an investment policy. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Davan.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. My colleague next to me has covered 98% of what I was going to ask. Only one, actually, it's just a clarification in page 17. Under your actions, in the top slide, bullet number 2, if I can read, I just want you to explain further this. A risk assessment were done but focused more on catastrophic events than fraud risk and the prevention of fraud. Can you just explain a little bit to this, because I'm not really clear about this.
Honorable Mabunda.
Thank you, Chair. Mine also very quick, short question. On page 15, I don't know whether it's slide 15 also. The issue being raised and then the action, therefore, the first bulletin and procedure of the strategic planning were implemented. I just want to check as from when this strategic planning, which we are talking about, is an action that we are taking now. Because the sentence reads, and procedure on the strategic planning were implemented as from when. The second question is in relation to also in those actions, starting from that page on up to 16, where all in all you are talking about the implementation, the procedure, as well as the help from a consultant. The consultants, you are engaging consultant to assist you on which part, financially, or doing what, or implementing the PFMA or whatever. just for clarity on that. And the and the last one, just the last on the last page, of course, on those some prospects for 2010-2011. The construction that is underway, where does the fund come from? Is it a grant from the department, assistance from any other source of funding? Just for clarity also there. Thank you, Chair.
There on page 5 on challenges on service delivery, I want to hear from the gentleman what service delivery is he talking about. Then also, say, they're talking about challenges they have on the issue of funding for the staff they need, and they say there is
7 posts supposed to be filled. So, and also on that, what I'm just asking. If you're saying you upgrade your centers for disabled friendly, then I want to hear, did you deploy disabled people? Because it's not only for visitors that you must make that provision, but also around the employment equity, you must actually do that as well. I think the honorable member was covering me on the issue of the appointment of the council, because I see you to just mention about the delay of the council appointment is still current. So that one, maybe the department can maybe assisting why are the delay, because the council must also account to us if there is a council. So on page 7, I think that what they're saying, they generate 60% of the institution's total income. I just want to hear, is it what you show on the slide on the issue of weddings or whatever, and that very wonderful, beautiful night of the moonlight or whatever. And so my concern is that I want really to want to hear from them, did they have some policies or measures in place to prevent fraud in the institution, and also if you have also measures where you can account for the marketing incomes, as the Auditor General want to know, and if so, we want to know here today in this meeting. Is it the address or not, so that you not have the next year the same issue of a qualified report. Thank you.
Thank you. Host Nomita?
Thank you, Chair. The first thing I want to know is, you know, it's very interesting when they say this museum is situated in the home of Gideon Malherbe. Are the expansions that you're going to make still on the same side of this private individual who is the founder of the museum? And also wanting to know, you know, the queries from the Auditor General, you are trying to say you have got an issue and an action, and to know whether your programs are your programs aligned with government new growth path endeavors, the programs that we have for the museum? And lastly, you speak of an issue by the AG, and you speak of an action on page 17, where I'm trying to say internal audit function is fully operational. If it is fully operational, have you given it a time frame that maybe the internal audit has to be done maybe every 3 months and blah, blah, and not just leave it open and say the officials are doing it so as to be able to be in compliance with the Auditor General's report? Thank you.
Master?
mine is just a I don't get
the mic, Mama. Where it indicates when last did you come and report to Parliament? Maybe just to give me an inclination of what is happening, because some of us were not here some years ago. And the other one is somewhere where you said you received sponsorship when you were talking about financial information. And can you maybe elaborate on the sponsorship that you get from other avenues? And I think I'm interested in knowing, you seem to be more concerned about one of your areas of in your mission. When I read it, it prompts me to ask you how you interact with the Department of Education. Yeah, since all I just went through your mission, I wanted to know whether you do have any relationship with the Department of Education. Okay, I'll be the last one. Following up on what Honorable Story said also, because you are saying your reserve funds are very low. For you to make an impact, you must also have a relation to the Department of Tourism as well. So I thought I should come on a positive note to say that if you don't have that relationship, then no one will market. It won't be marketed as properly as possible. But I see you have tried to... is a pay amount to pay to come to the museum? Yes. There's an entrance to the museum, because I see you are trying to get you are bringing events on board where you are trying to generate income as well. But what also have you done? Because you cannot just rely on the what you call the traditional approach to there are many ways, but. Is the museum only promoted to around the Western Cape? Because I don't see you work. Is it a national museum? National. So do you work or do you how far do you promote as well in South Africa? Because from my understanding, it's a provincial based sort of approach, not going broader to national. That's where I would want to know. But also with the even to those who don't speak Afrikaans, I mean, heritage is not a matter of saying a specific group specifically. It's a broad group. I myself, I have not seen it because I had not known it until I was in this portfolio committee. So, you, it's more like a comment to say that you how far, how broad do you go, and how is the relation with the Department of Arts and Culture in this province? Just to check on, are there any assistant programs that you work with them as well? I've just lost my business. I just want to concur with members of the committee to say that they highlight that some of the challenges because of not the council being appointed by development. I think generally, this is a problem that we're having. Even the same NAC that we've asked to come back, they were saying that the council is not at the appointment. I think there's a serious challenge to that because, you see, all these entities, they will blame it on the council. They will do rankings and say the council was not present. So, Babu Chogwen, now Babu Hundima, I think this is an issue. All those who have presented, there's no council of it. But anyway, let me go back to On the issues of the AG, I think I would concur 98% with my members here. But there's a slide. Oh, it was corrected. Then the last slide, sorry. Thank you. Okay, you can answer.
Okay, there's quite a number of questions put at me. And I don't think I can remember them all, but I'll try my best. I'll first of all start saying that the reason why we had this qualified report was because there wasn't cooperation, I think, cooperation between our staff members, I think. The reason for that is we have, this was especially, it happened in the financial, it happened in our marketing department. And our marketing manager was working at such a rate and that she didn't always check what she was doing and did not always report to the CFO on what she was doing. And I think that is where we had this discrepancy where they used the wrong program, computer program, because we are supposed to use PASTEL as a computer program which is numbered. And if it's numbered, you can't, I suppose you can't make a mistake. We used, or she used Excel instead of PASTEL. And we only noticed it afterwards. After a while, we noticed that she was using the wrong one. And anyway, that was corrected in time. You know, it was only in one case that it happened. But because we had one case, we were qualified, of course. That was the one reason why we had the qualification. Course, I mean, the auditors were very strict as well on us, and I suppose it was contracted auditors. It wasn't the department's auditor or the AG. It was PricewaterhouseCoopers that did it, and they were not really, in the same feeling or very sympathetic towards us, which they shouldn't be, actually, I suppose. And then, if we could carry on, perhaps I can just mention that we do have a policy for investments. To answer your question there. The other questions, I can't remember very well, but I'll just carry on saying that we do operate as well, of course, in other provinces. Our curator is a member of the IKAIA Lubuntu. It's a new private enterprise in Limpopo, and it's also about cultural stories and also language in that province, and she's on the board, and she's helping him as well there. We also helped the people in KwaZulu-Natal to establish a new museum at the university there, KwaZulu-Natal University, an internal museum for the university, and we try and move around as much as possible. But if you take in consideration that we only have 14 people that work at the museum and monument that can do the job, it's quite difficult to be everywhere in the country. And also with an allocation of the size that we get, we're not able always to move and go everywhere we want to go. We have to really, work very cautiously with our funds. Our sponsorships is also a question that I've got here. We get our sponsorships from an Afrikaans organization, which is very sympathetic towards Afrikaans, and one of our previous councillors, was a member of that council, and through him we got a sponsorship of 50,000 rand, and we get it every year now for activities at the museum. What else is in there? The 16% something, someone wants to ask you. The 16% that we generate is mostly made up from public programs that we have, as I mentioned, the full moon picnics and stargazing, and also the gate takings, also the concerts, the sunset concerts that we have, and many others. Any more you can do? And also, of course, that we also have commercial shoots at the monument. People come up there to do commercial shoots of models or cars or whatever they do there, and we get quite a lot of money from them as well. maybe you'll have to give me some more questions, because I can't remember all the questions you put to me. I tried to make the understand. Oh, that wind last. I think the last time we reported to put to this committee was 3 years ago. Was it? I wasn't here then, but I think she was. Yeah, was it 3 years ago? Yeah, it was 3 or 4 years ago that we reported to this committee. And 2 years ago, I know I reported to SCOPA, the other standing committee on open on accounts, on public accounts. That was 2 years ago. So I've been here before already to the portfolio committee on defence, also to talk about Afrikaans, that Afrikaans views Afrikaans in defence, Department of Defence.
Honourable members, I think when you come to the portfolio committee of Arts and Culture and another, you must write down the questions.
Yeah. Well, I can answer perhaps, sorry.
Yeah, because now it undermines the whole idea of the portfolio committee. So because members will ask questions, so it's important that you answer. For now, as we have your panel, ask members to do follow-ups on some of the questions that were not answered so that it can be answered. Hoshinomita,
sorry.
Yes.
No, you can. I wanted to know whether you are still expanding on that private home of Gideon's. And also, I asked whether this regular, accounting, has it got a specific time frame? Every quarter, blah, blah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
As a compliance.
Yeah, yeah.
And can I have this chance also to say, are you following up on the unfilled post, which ought to have filled by 2011? Thank you, Chair.
Another more?
Okay, sorry, Chair. Could I answer this question first and then perhaps I can carry on?
Can you kindly write them down
okay.
So that you can answer in one?
Yes,
you write them down.
Okay, and you just write it down. Okay.
And you just write them down. And then another more?
Say, time is money. I was asking the question on the issue that you were talking about, the improvement of the infrastructure on for disabled people. But I'm saying that don't stop there. On the issue of the employment equity, we're supposed to also deploy disabled people. So that improvement is not only for visitors, but also to extend it for employment equity in your institute. Secondly, Chair, I was asking the question on the issue that the AG was raising on the evidence of the when they were doing the audit. Now, my question was, did they have measures in place to prevent fraud and corruption?
Yeah. And then we'll start after.
Thank you, Chair. On page 17, internal control, the procedure on your last slide, the procedure for income was not fully implemented. Down there in your action, the procedure for income were amended and now fully implemented. Could you possibly highlight the actual amendment we're talking about here? On page 14, your top slide, attention has also been drawn to the institution to the following matters of emphasis, which while they do not modify emphasis, which while they do not modify his opinion and so on. But my question is, what are these steps? What steps have been actually really, you know, applied? Because you say, yeah, we take very serious and have implemented steps to address them. So if you could possibly highlight these steps that you have actually realized. Thank you.
Honorable Story?
According to page 4 on slide of the mission, I was specifically asking this interaction and relationship of your institution with the Department of Education because of the bullet 6 that says promote and stimulate Africans at all levels of society by offering educational programs, guided tours and culture. That's what I wanted to know. You haven't answered me.
Remind him also that he has not yet answered as yet. The first one I was talking about the... Okay, it was on page 15 in our action there, and procedure of the strategic planning were implemented. I wanted to know when this plan was started being implemented, because the issue itself on top there and the action, they are not talking the same. I was also on page 16 talking about the consulted. You always referring to say you, for instance, in action implementing the procedure as well as the help from the consultant, from a consultant resulted in addressing this requirement after the Auditor General's view. So who is paying that consultant, and how are you doing that? And then the last one I wanted to check on the some prospects for 2010 and 2011. The under construction. Are you using the grant funds or the money from the department? Somebody's funding you, and so on and so on, so that we know exactly where the funds come from. Thank you.
Okay. Expansion that we are doing, looks like this is the first question that was put to us. We are expanding, we are doing expansions on the house, Gideon Malherbe. That is, it belongs to the government, it's not a private house. And the improvements that we are doing on the house is only things like security cameras and that type of thing. The expansion, the real expansions that we're doing are at the monument. There's a new building that we're building there, it's at the monument, not at the... Because this is an old house, it was built in 1860, so we're not allowed to do any expansions on that type of house, you know, so it's against the law anyway to do expansion. It's only improvements that we're doing there, you know, facility improvements. And the accounting time frame, this is done at a regular basis, the accounting. We account for what the people are doing at the monument, the staff. We account for that every 3 months. We have an evaluation of what work is done at the monument, what the people are doing there, the staff, what they're doing there, and then we from there we go forward to the next 3 months, and so we carry on. At the end of the year, we have an evaluation of what we did, and then that way we ask for more funds, of course, from the department, and we send them that evaluation of what we're doing by means of a strategic plan. And here we have, is this a question of unfilled post here?
Yeah, unfilled post.
Oh, this unfilled post, the seven posts that we have there. Those are people that we have been expanding these past couple of years. And because of that, we had to employ more people. You know, we can't just stay the way we are. We are, because of what we're doing there, because of the activities, we had to expand and we had to get more people to help us for the expansions. Unfortunately, we don't always have the money to pay these people, so we're paying them small salaries just to keep them there, just to help us. And they're willing to do it for that salary. And we have to, of course, use our reserve fund in some cases to help the people with that, with our work. And as I said, we have already brought it under the attention of the department. The improvement structure of disabled people. Of the improvement of structure. Yeah, the infrastructure at the monument, and also at the museum, needs improvement. We have to build more facilities for them as well, which we are going to do in this new year. We have already installed toilets at the museum and also at the monument, but there needs to be done. We need more toilets at the monument, and we're going to do that this year still. And we've always had a fraud and prevention plan, but it was not.
See, can I correct something? Say, I didn't ask on the issue of the facilities that they make more disabled friendly. My question is, random transformation and restoring the action, still gestremde mensen aan een dienst bij die organisatie. Als een zeer spreekt die faciliteiten aan, dan wil je niet zeggen dat moet daar stop niet. Dan moet je ook zeggen, stel je als je een dienst neemt, ook zo doen. Thank you.
Okay. Now that we understood it earlier on, it was more or less in that line, but it wasn't very clear. If we do get people that are disabled, we will employ them. If people apply for a job and they are disabled, we will consider it. We haven't had cases like that before, but of course we will look into it if it happens. And then, as I mentioned, we have a fraud and corruption plan, which is fully implemented now. It wasn't fully implemented beforehand, and now it is. Remember the other one? Procedure for income. Is that the one? Can you remember some of the cases? Okay, can you answer that? She works more with the finances than I do.
I just want to quickly highlight some of the the amendments of the procedure of income. The Auditor General pointed out to us that in some cases, the biggest problem was the fact that the invoices that we generated was not in PASTEL, which has a pre-numbered system. So they asked us not only to generate the invoices that we had for when we sold our inventories, but also for we have a coffee shop that we rent to a private person. We have implemented that as well, that we give the invoices in PASTEL as well. And we have started this year with courses as well. So we've generated now PASTEL invoices for them as well, to make sure that we adhere to our own income procedure. So it was just this type of amendment. We had an income procedure, but we didn't address all those problems. And now we are addressing those problems and doing it as well. So I can definitely say that we did implement our income procedure.
Can I just mention here that Institution do collaborate with the Department of Education, especially the Department of Education on provincial level. Here, the Cape Provincial Administration, we have collaborated with them already, and we haven't done so with our National Department of Education yet. But we'll take a point and we'll try and collaborate with them as well. We do have our curator. Our curator is the person who's doing the educational program, so I'll inform her and ask her to collaborate with them as well. But we do make use of other departments. We make use of universities and colleges and those sort of people and institutions. Strategic planning procedure has been implemented.
If you can communicate to me on that, the very same issue, how you relate to PEMSA.
We have been involved with PEMSA some time ago. It was a couple of years ago. They even paid us a visit as well. But after that, we haven't had much contact with him. And that was the last time that we made contact with him. It was about, I think, 2 years ago. Just so that can answer your question. So I haven't been in contact with him very often and very much. To carry on, our strategic planning procedures was implemented in September last year, in 2010. And the consultant that helps us is a person from the Department of the AG, Auditor General, and he helped us especially specifically with the strategic planning, because we found it very difficult to complete, to fill in the strategic planning to do it. And we find that that is a problem with all the entities in, that I've spoken to already, that had problems filling out the strategic planning. But we've had workshops in the past. I think at the beginning of the year we had a workshop on strategic planning, and I think things should go better now forward. The constructions that we're doing, the money comes from the department. All the money that we're doing in the construction comes from the Department of Arts and Culture. And that's more or less the questions that I have here. Are there any other? Is there any other questions that I didn't answer, perhaps?
No, I don't think so. But the only thing, I think the department must just assist us, just give us assurance on this issue of councils. Babundima.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to say that, yes, it's true that the Council for the African Stan Museum is not in existence currently, but it is in the process of being appointed. But also to indicate, Chairperson, maybe some of the reasons why we are in the situation in which we find ourselves now. I think that the African Stan Museum Council is in the same league with other councils that were first, the advert went out sometimes last year, January last year, but because of the nominations, the quality of nominations, we're then advised to re-advertise, because when, you know, we started looking at the people who had actually sent nominations, we realized that some of the people didn't even understand what is it to become a council member. You know, there are so many people who see this maybe as some kind of an employment. So you look at the manner in which they've they've packaged their CVs and all those kinds of, and the inquiries that come out from those people, because they think that it's just gonna be a full time employment. They don't understand that this is something that you just have to, you sit, the council normally they sit 3 times or 4 times a year. That's the reason why we had this kind of a delay. But also just to say that I think it's something that also, as much as it's an operational issue, I think it also it's a policy issue. From time and time again, we're realizing that the number of people that are prepared to serve in this council is shrinking. Because it's actually pure national service. I mean, because if you look at the kind of stipend that they get, many people, you know, very much qualitative people, professionals, I mean, it's getting very much difficult to get them. So it becomes a real effort to try and also we even go to an extent of headhunting, you know, just to get the help, because really, as I'm saying, that those people are very much professional people, but if you look at what they get per meeting, it's really, we just think that it's a national service. But I'm just saying that also that I think at some point we would have to consider even, you know, some years ago we started the process of flagships, where we cluster some of the institutions, you know, different institutions under one council. Because in that way, then you reduce the number of the councils that you require. But as we establish each and every institution, I mean, if you think about the transformation that still needs to happen in this country, we still have to build new museums, we still have to build new theaters. If each and every of those are going to have council each, then it's going to be a challenge that we're not going to be able to conquer. So I think those are the kinds of things that we can ascribe some of these problems to those. But of course, we do not want to shift the blame to those issues. I think also we need to also look at our own capacities within the department. I think we've been challenged for quite some time. So, but I'm hoping that all these challenges that we've been confronted with, we will be able to overcome, and we will try the best that we can to ensure that the councils are there on time.
Honourable Farai?
No, thanks, Chairperson. Let me thank the presentation and even the department. But my simple question is, in terms of the advertisement of this council, maybe just clarity on the criteria we use, because I understand when you say people take this as an employment, but I'm not sure about how do you advertise and what do you put as a criteria to be a member of that particular council, so that our people must not be confused of saying, when I'm in a council, I'm going to be employed in that. So if you can just clarify that. Thanks.
Thanks, Honourable Member. We do actually outline that we need, for instance, people with educational, experience in expertise in education, expertise in finances, expertise in legal issues, because there are so many other legal issues that need to be dealt with, and all those kinds of things. But I think also we do indicate that the council meets something like four times a year, so it should be clear that really it's not a full-time employment. But I could still check, because we do have these adverts. I mean, there are standard adverts that we have. I'm sure that they do highlight that the council meets actually, four times a year.
Thank you, Honourable Members. I think we've exhausted our questions. I'd just like to make just a few comments before I release the African Style Museum, to say that the comments and questions that we asked, basing on the questions and comments that we asked, that number one, as you further advertise your, if an advert that goes outside to the public that does say people with disability are welcome to apply, it becomes a challenge for them to apply when you advertise the jobs, because it does not stipulate. If you have checked on government advert, they are very clear that you people with disability must apply. So I think you must change the way you advertise, because it must give an environment that opens up to them to say they must apply. But to say further, thank you for clarifying us about the audit credits, but we must say that you must improve, because we're going to call you if we still have problems about audit credits. But also try and make other means of income. I know Master raised a concern about the issue of education and tourism as well. I mean, if there's a Jewish, there's a Holocaust museum up the road, they have just penetrated through communities, through visiting, through education, teaching them about the Holocaust history, the Jewish culture. I mean, if we, in our own country, can be beaten by, they are still part of us, I'm saying, but let's find ways, let's be proactive on many ways, because the more you are proactive, the more you get other means of income as well. You know, you generate even your sponsors. But also to strengthen your relations with the department as well, to say that on some challenges that we have, I we've got a nice team there, the department, I must tell you, because in terms of education and other MOUs with other departments, but also the relation with the Western Cape government as well, where you feel that you can even come, like issues of marketing, issues of tourism development, those issues, because you can, to me, for a person who's sitting like, it might sound as a provincially based a monument, while it's a broader monument, and must be open as well, as I said earlier on, to even to more South African public. Any person who's not even speaking Afrikaans like me must be able to say, let me go and see the Afrikaner, the African style museum, and know what is happening and see what is happening. So let's not be, what we say, be in a cocoon, you know, because if you're in a cocoon, people, if you don't broaden it, people just think, oh, it's, I mean, the museum up here is always full, the Holocaust Museum, you know. But also to also broaden your relation with pencils as well. You know, I mean, this is a language that is spoken in South Africa Constitution. It's language in the Constitution, one of our 11 official languages, and they form part of pencils as well. I thought those are my last comments, honorable members. And thank you for coming, and can we kindly release you? Okay, members, can I have a few minutes of your time? Ningahambi Babu. Ningahambi. Okay. One issue I thought we should discuss is there are two issues. One is this, I believe you've received this itinerary. Just a draft itinerary. But I would like your members to input on the itinerary. While members are looking, you have heard the CEO of National Arts Council when she was here on the issues that were raised in terms of our side as well. Unfortunately, we don't have to protect our side if things have gone wrong on our side as well. I think here quickly in the next few minutes, we have to agree on the format. But I'm lost why, because we know what format we want. We've always said what we wanted. But also to agree that when entities come to present to this meeting, what time frame do we give for documents? No, you can leave quick. We are released. Yes. Thanks. And we just wait for thank you. As I was saying, that what time frame do we give entities? Because you see, here we might be brutal and be whatever and be honest, but sometimes some things are on our side. So I just want us to agree on the format and agree also on the time frame that the entities must be given. Because as much as we were a bit lenient about the technicality in the morning, it was for that document for us to receive it on Monday, it was just out. Let's be honest. When I saw that document and I said if I had received it, and that thing takes a whole week to read so that you can have questions and analyze it. I think that on our side, we must also have a clean slate as well. Are members with me? Oh, you usually look at me, so you are looking down, so I'm not sure. So that's number one.
But number two, also, Lusanda, from your side, you cannot give another entity what another entity presented to say that you must take this format. I mean, that is really out of order, really. Because, you see, they've done their homework for the fact that Mr. Better said that we knew that you turned these people away, but you're also giving them the same format. I mean, we don't want the same from every entity. What we want from African Star can't be what we want from, what's the other one? From the National Arts Council, because there are different things that we want to gain from their side as well. So, as much as I would go and inquire the department also might not know what we want. You know, it might be different from what they think. The advice might be wrong. So it's our side, give them the formatting and everything. Can members comment? Pastore?
Chairperson, you know, first of all, you know, maybe I'm a slow thinker. I take time to absorb some of the things. What is it exactly that the lady was saying here? Can you just give us a...
Oh, the lady was saying to me, she held me aside to say that she does not understand what is it that we required. And I said, I don't understand what you mean, because you were given a format to say what you require. She says she was given the Nelson Mandela presentation to say that this is the format that you must use. And then I said, it's not possible, because we tell you what your audit credits and what might not be the same, as your operations cannot be the same. It's not possible that you can be given a certain presentation and say, yes, there's a certain format that would want, like page numbering and all that, but you cannot be given. So I thought maybe because, you see, when people go out of here, they will meet media, and they will say, we were given a Nelson Mandela, so we must also cover ourselves at the same time. And also she said that which they agreed with the committee secretary that even Monday is fine for them to send the presentation. So I thought maybe she must just clarify it so that we must not listen to one side of the story. Or she felt very strong that she must raise it, that it's not her fault. They could have sent the document long ago, even last week, but the committee secretary, that's why I said, okay, just speak it here. Which was correct on our side, because we had once the challenge, many committees, you find these challenges, and then the committee is on the wrong side of the public. So that's why I said, let's just speak about the format and agree on the time frame. If you want to meet an entity, if we meet them on Wednesday, let's say by Thursday, the document, because these people were informed a long time ago, when are we meeting them? So they must be given a time frame and the formatting to say, page numbering, there are no numbers and all page numbering and all that. But secondly, I think it's very important that the committee secretary should, if there are challenges, to make me aware. Because in the morning here, I was sitting and I could see a running up and down. Copies were only made this morning from our side as well. So I think it's a challenge. Copies were made in the morning. Who came earlier when I was saying, Gandhi, what is happening here? Because copies were made really from our side in the morning, and you just rushly make copies with not knowing that other pages are missing, you know. That's why when I opened the meeting, I said there's a technicality even from our side, so that we cannot, because they have a right to blame us and say, you agreed to bring documents late, you agreed that you make copies in the morning. So I thought I should raise it in this meeting. Yeah, Bagala. Honorable Kwarai.
No, sir. Now I'll say we need also to clean our house, all of us, by saying if the department can actually assist us, which entities belong to them, so that we should actually have a program, maybe a quarterly program, doing exactly for this quarter, these are the entities and the department that we're going to meet. And then we started to look at the report of the annual report of the department and check exactly in each and every entity what is exactly that we want from that particular entity, because of it will actually assist us a lot to deal with that particular issue. But I'm sure if we can take it in that way, it will actually assist us to stop this havoc that Chairperson is so in the early time before we can start with the meeting. That is my proposal, and really to start to even the secretary to consult with you to make sure that you as a chairperson, you are also not embarrassed when you run the meeting, because you have to give us a direction at some stage, and most of the time we ask us what's supposed to be, what are we seeing as members, and we also expect that you as a chairperson to lead us in some of the decisions, because you terminate to meet with the secretary. Get the documents in time. Thanks.
We have a program, a quarterly program. That's why we are sitting here. Well, that we agreed upon until the end of March. I know we had a long agreed on a program. We had all long agreed on what we want from those entities. The different. That was our first meeting. So our third meeting after the first one. We agreed on a program to facilitate and on the side, I think we must get that argument. We are even saying specifically clear what we want from those entities. You see, even that's when the department had to come in, because in the few two that we've met, the department was accused, then we said, okay, let's close this gap now. This is where the problem is. They have also the list in time. Who are we meeting? It's a quarterly program on that one. You see, when I'm leading members to say, what do you think? I have already taken the decision. But I don't want to be autocratic and say members are equally. I must hear from members also to say that, hey, where are we going?
Thank you, Honorable Sir. Honorable Sir, regarding the time frame within which we have to receive the presentation,
yes. Thank you.
You know, there are also other parliamentary calling issues we have to attend to.
Mm.
I personally believe at least 5 days before we meet the entity.
Yes.
They must give us their presentation.
Okay. Honorable Story?
Chairperson, you know, I've been listening to this. As much as, you know, there is a part where we should admit that it's a fault of our own administration. The issue of the time frame. But I think, Chairperson, you need to have a management committee that is going to deal with such issues and recommendations to assist you and your support staff. We don't need politicians to discuss this. And I'm very skeptical about agreeing that people who come and report to us, they are going to tell us that they don't know what kind of a format do we need. They are professional people. First of all, to bring a document that is not numbered, it's unacceptable. Where did they train? Administration and all the other things, because you know actually how you get into your story. You give the background of, you know, and then after that you know what to do. Well, we all learned, you know, in different places. But you know, if you want to come and bring a report that is quite representable, how are you going to format that? Abazufun to assist in the administrators of parliament. Because one thing I know is that if you write to entities and explain to them that we need this, and in parliament we don't need a hard copy without a report, so that you can compare the two, and this must reach us in such and such a time. Oh, well, that one I can agree to. But the other one of saying
we should have told them what format to use. Right, comrade, I think we are going to have a problem. Because each and every institution, when they come here, they must give us a report. And a report means that you know what you are going to report on. It is not Parliament that is going to teach you how to report on your own institution, on the work you do daily. It's unacceptable to me. Because that report, first of all, they were giving us a report that doesn't have the numbers on, and the way the sequence of that report, you jump here, jump 10 pages, and then you have to go, what does that mean? What is this thing that they don't want us to know? There are so many things that were in that report that are not acceptable. Thank you, Chair.
Another more?
I agree on the issue of the 5 days, but at least the presentation mustn't come here on a Thursday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Last week on Thursday, I left Parliament at 7 o'clock because I still have things to do in the office. I checked my business before I left Parliament. It was not in yet. So I will propose that at least those documents must supposed to be on Thursday mornings, early in our business notes. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other one wants to raise a matter on this? Are we all happy?
Yes.
The committee agrees that I will say 7 days before we report, and then 5 days in our pigeonhole. 5 days before the meeting in our pigeonhole. But secondly, to say that as we write to these entities, let's not send to a general mail. Let it go straight to the office of the CEO, if there's a CEO, general manager, if there's a general manager, and straight to the office of the if there's a council, chairperson of the council. Maybe duplicate both. But obviously, we, as letters go out, we cannot tell them the format, but we will just say state in a very professional manner, which is what we can say. You cannot say this is what we want, because we will sound like crazy animals as well. But you just say that as professional as possible, and that's it. I think when you present, if you go to a presenting school, you must know that first thing, you must have pages, you must have a title. Everyone knows that it's an APC format. That's why I'm saying, Master, when I gave her that, I think the other thing, she is new. I understand she's got a month, if not them, but it doesn't justify that. But I'm saying why I gave her to speak. We don't want to Kusasa, which is our person that did the. I was trying to clean. Yes, I showed the management committee. I wanted the committee to agree on that one. I think it's very important. We spoke about it in person, but I think it's what we'll do. It does not need any debate. And I think we, Siavan, on your side, Babundim, Jogwen, I couldn't even raise. Because that's where you come in and say, what do the portfolio committee want? Maybe you should assist them, because it's not really what you tell them, what is it that they must bring. You see, because I know they do consult your side. You see, the problem that I have with these entities, as you interact with them, when they come to portfolio committee, they must not just think they are reporting to illiterate, uneducated, blank people here, because we will really chase them away. We'll be known for a portfolio committee of chasing people away. You know, these ones were even better. The Mandela ones were even worse. It was just a joke and a half, you know. So I thought I should just raise that issue. Okay. We'll pass here to Teta Lusan. I know he wants to defend himself. No, we'll solve it together, because it will take the whole day. I said, he said. Members and the department, does this are way about if anyone wants to comment, I think I have my few comments. I thought I should bring it 5 minutes to just deal with it so that we can have our own comments on this. Nina Nyangena Babangova Sekwinda was it. Babundim, we are going to your places here. They fall under you. Borupe Yape, you run away. Okay. Are there any comments?
Thank you, sir. Mine is to just say, I don't have a problem. You know, I'm quite sure that with the schedule of dates, you have actually looked at everything. I wouldn't have a problem if that is it. But there's only one issue that I felt that, you know, it needed in a way to be accommodated. If, you know, there's no space, it's still okay, but I'm just highlighting it, you know, the oversight on the Robben Island. Is it there?
I had clarity as well, because I thought from the argument of the meeting of the committee, if I remember very well, we would be moving from Robben Island to Gauteng. If the members remember that on this day, 20, we meet Robben Island. Immediately from Robben Island, we depart to the oversight. I think Bautikala remembers very well. To Gauteng. Am I still online?
That's fine.
Okay. That was the agreement of the committee meeting. Anyone wants to comment? The times and all that, are you happy? So you can.
Thanks, Chairperson. We would need the guidance of the committee, you know, with all these site visits, whether they would need maybe relevant officials to be part of those, so that it can also be communicated on time to colleagues.
Okay. Yeah. I think now you are showing us a gap. Your PLOs, the two in Pumzile and Kawegazi, who's the other one? Pumzile, Kawegazi, Sam. They've been attending the last portfolio committees. They knew about this program all along. We have communicated to them what we want and what assistance do we need. And Gubarika Numasurla, Percy Mthimkhulu is also our, but what we'll do after this meeting, we'll just talk briefly. So that, because we definitely would need, but also there are also some links of your programs that we wanted to ask, so that, you know, culture, like investing in culture, because we want to see also around those areas. My concern with this program is that the times, are we going to make those times? Maybe I should just allow Lusanta to just briefly tell us from 29, how do we go to Limpopo Street? Then just make members clear for them.
Yeah.
Are you just the dates were fine?
Robben Island.
We will at Robben Island on the 28th. Yes. Even if it's not on that day, but in Robben Island, we agree that we are meeting it, the Scott, whether they like it or not. It's one of the most crucial places that we have to meet. Let me just make it that way to the committee. We have to meet them. I just allowed him to say something.
Good morning, Honourable Member. The absence of this program is a trust program, and it was just done so that members could input into it and then improve it in the process. The reason why Robben Island is not included here. The thinking was that maybe it will create sort of a logistical challenge to run from Robben Island to the airport and so on and so forth. So you wanted to make things easy for members to just like go to Johannesburg and perhaps accommodate the Robben Island on a different date on the return. That was just the thinking. But another thing I want to sensitize members about, because if this program is basically going to be ground travel, is going to feature prominently on this program more than flying. The reason being that if you are going to go to all the airports in the three provinces, you will also run into logistical challenges of like having to check in this and send that, the luggages and so on and so forth. So we tried to simplify, but we had not taken a decision, because we could not take the decision whether on the 29th after Freedom Park, members would then sleep, the committee would sleep in Pretoria, or they could be driven to Limpopo later in the afternoon, and they sleep there. And the following day, they go to Noria, Mabasa.
Okay, members, I think I think members are aware that areas that we are going through, it's ground travel. It's about 4 hours, 3 hours. My story, you're still young, you can't see in a matol. It's not possible.
Not possible.
Oh, now.
Yeah, I understand what Lusanda is saying about Robben Island. Maybe you have to give another date.
Yes, fine.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to say, whatever we're doing here, we must bounce with the Parliament. This is the time for debate, divided votes. We must not collide with our program.
No, we set the program. There's nothing on that week.
No, I mean all these dates. Gamach. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, we have checked already.
Okay.
Yes, we did. We've checked everything already.
All right. Then.
No, I'll just bring it to you, member, so that you can just see and just comment. Then we'll finalize it. So then,
yeah.
To make you aware.
I haven't finished, Chairperson. No, I just wanted to, from our experience, I think other members also know, if Lusanda is arranging for will use ground transport, we need to have a proper, you know, we have experience. We are not going to accept that. Yeah, please. And I know in communication we had a very serious, he broke his legs because we, a funny kind of transport was hired for us.
Okay. Thank you, Master. Dear Short, I'm here, even accommodation. I'm very particular. I know the challenge that members are facing. You won't sleep on the ground or on a two-star with, don't worry. Ma'am, what's your
name? Thank you, Chair. I wanted to also speak on accommodation, that I think they should get, an accommodation that you will sleep properly and rest. But what I wanted to say is that, you know, this ground road travel, when you get there, you are very tired. I'm looking at this program. We're in Tshwane finishing at 4 o'clock. And definitely we have to travel on road, because if we have to connect, we might not connect. I come from Limpopo every day. I have never ventured to travel from Limpopo to Johannesburg. It's a long, long trip. Why don't we make it that from, where do we start here? From Tshwane, we make it a point that we take the last flight, which takes 30 minutes to the airport or the money, but at the expense of our life. I wanted just to remark that, and then we'll get some road transport, because going to Toyando,
from Johannesburg to Venda is a long trip. Thank you,
Sabo.
So long.
Yeah, it's 7 hours longer than from Kulukwan.
Yes, I know. But there is no, unfortunately, you see, we had agreed we are going to those places. And unfortunately, some of the challenges is the budget part of it, which you all know the story about it. But also, you see, going to such areas, I don't know, I was prepared psychologically, even for an 8 hour drive. I don't know, maybe it's me. So, but Dorf, it comes one. I'm still going to take you to the most remote area. So what are you going to do about it? From Johannesburg to Twando, it's not five. Seven.
I'm putting faith to the email that we call. I didn't understand the context of the request for directions to Mama Noria. I'm the gentleman who provided them to you, but I did not understand the context until today. Perhaps the advice could be from Tswane, you overnight in Bologwane, and then you're much closer, and then in the morning you can wake up.
Yeah. Okay, from Tswane to Bologwane, which is about 2 hours, right? 2 hours. January 8th, I drove 1 hour, 10 minutes. That was not on record. Yeah. Okay. To Pulukwane. How far is it from Pulukwane to?
If you wake up in the morning, I think it will be about, I would say, an hour, 45 minutes to 2 hours.
Okay. Are you all agreeing on that one?
Yeah.
I have a lot of short distance, don't worry. I can see you already. Okay. And then I just wanted to, I don't want to discuss this long, I just wanted just an input from the committee side as well to say, what do you think? You see the new ideas coming. And also from Limpopo to Samora Marshall, how far is it?
Challenge distance-wise, but it's doable. But
I would say... You see, you can hear the over 50s here.
I would say 5 hours, 6 hours maybe.
We'll see. We'll rework to the program so that you become a bit comfortable. At Sports Committee, Master, we used to travel 7 hours on the road.
From Limpopo to Mpumalanga.
Ask Honorable, 5 hours. Are you comfortable with that? We'll make the best comfortable transport. I couldn't say anything, and it just feels lulling. This is always lulling. Okay. Can I be allowed to close the meeting?
Thank you very much. Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, I think it will be proper for us to sincerely thank you for your professionalism and the seriousness with which you handle these meetings. We are really impressed. By saying that on behalf of the department, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Acting DG, for today. And Acting DGs, and I think I must thank the department for your support as well. I'm very happy because it shows a sign of respect to the committee. We must really applaud the department. But I think that lady, we have to meet her, the international relations lady, because there's something that came up yesterday. But 9 months ago, we are very happy, I mean, to bring everybody to get to know even the department even better. I think I sent the minister an SMS actually to say if maybe Woody doesn't want to tell you so they can do more good, because I really appreciated the effort that is done. And through the grapevine, I just had all the interviews of the DG in the department. Hopefully they'll appoint as soon as possible, because remember how we made noise about acting. And we know it's an Asan Kaja department, there's a lot of acting, but not acting or not at official level as well. Anyone? Oh, minutes. Yo. Minutes. Honorable members, I believe you've received the minutes in your, even a week ago. So it takes us just to, because I want to just speak to you about that issue quickly.
Just a minute, honorable members. I believe we've read them. We just need to adopt them. No, you must take another one, Farai. She did.
Oh, thank you.
I know it's lunchtime, another one, Farai. Okay. Do you want me to read you a new topic?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Members, thank you very much. Next week we are meeting Iziko Ilifa Letu Foundation. And you've heard, members, within 5 days, a document with Benekan, yes, and it pigeon holes. So you must try to get them as soon as possible. Thank you, and everybody, enjoy it.
Thank you. Oh, I still have your recording.